Dear friends, I am Yeshua, your brother. I am near to you. I am never far away. We are connected through heart consciousness or Christ consciousness. And we are giving birth to a new awareness on Earth. You are helping to change collective consciousness. You are deeply immersed in a transition that seems personal on the surface, but on a deeper level, you are part of a global transition of consciousness. And today, I wish to speak about money, about material abundance, a material means to live, create your livelihood. And in the collective consciousness of humanity, money is closely associated with fear of survival. So whenever you deal with money, thinking about it, making choices, buying things or not buying things, the element of fear is very much present. And it actually blocks you from having a neutral awareness about money. And it is possible to have a neutral attitude towards money, not fearing it, fearing a lack of it, not considering it to be a kind of external thing, external power, and also not worshipping it, like it's not giving it more power than it actually has. And in order to get there, to arrive at a neutral awareness of money, from which it's much easier to determine what financial choices are right for you. In order to get there, I would like to invite you to take two steps with me. The first has to do with your relation with Mother Earth. Mother Earth is the material body, so to speak, on which you live and from which you your own physical body is made. So the first step has to do with how you relate to being here on Earth and to the planet you live on. And the second step has to do with seeing money as an energy rather than as a merely physical thing. And by energy, I mean something that is alive and something you can communicate with. And when you regard money in this way, it becomes much more part of your inner world rather than as a kind of external power that you have to that you have conflicts about or that you feel powerless against. So let's start with the first step. This is about your relationship with Mother Earth. And as I talk about these two steps, it's most helpful if you travel with me energetically. So I invite you now to feel the energy of Mother Earth. It's right there. It's not necessary to go out into nature to feel Mother Earth. She's right there with you, very open to communicate and make herself known to you. And by relaxing your body and breathing consciously into your abdomen, you open up to her loving and abundant reality. Mother Earth is full of life, and this life is inside you, inside your own body. You are part of her. You are part of nature. And let Mother Earth say hello to you. Welcome you. And imagine you are a naked child and not ashamed to be naked at all. You're pure. You feel safe in the arms of Mother Earth. And you feel how she welcomes you. That you are welcome to be here. Your unique essence, your vibration, your you-ness, and the whole package of lighter and darker emotions and thoughts, it's all welcome, meant to be here. You are here at the right, in the right place, the right moment. Feel this when you connect with Mother Earth. Feel this significance. Feel this, the meaningfulness of your presence on Earth in this time and in this lifetime. And as you open up to this dimension of meaning and also the warmth of being welcome, you start to open up to abundance, but in a much deeper meaning than just having material abundance, having money, having wealth. Abundance at the deepest level means you receive what you need in order for your soul to flourish, for you to flourish, to feel fulfilled. And to feel fulfilled always means not just receiving, but also to express yourself, to share yourself with the world. To joyfully express yourself is in itself rewarding. It's at that moment of fully expressing yourself and feeling the inspiration of it, feeling welcome, feeling at one with yourself, you also are in a receiving flow. As you allow yourself to be who you are, whenever you interact with people or just sitting by yourself or being creative in whatever way, by allowing yourself to feel happy with who you are, content. This is me, the whole package. Doesn't need to be perfect. This is when giving and receiving kind of merge together. And this will attract the right flow on the material level. This will attract the right amount of money. And already the way I speak about money now is not just the number on your bank account. It's not just the physical thing. It's a flow. By feeling welcome and safe to express yourself, feeling kind of backed up by the powerful energy of Mother Earth, you are part of nature, you are her child. If you feel this powerful flow of safety, meaningfulness, fulfillment of your goals, when you feel it, you are in the right position to attract a flow of money, a flow of material goods, so to speak, abundance that fits you exactly. And the quantity, how much it will be or should be, is not really, there's no fixed amount or thing to say about it. It's the right amount of money or the right flow of money is what will come to you naturally when you are at one with yourself, when you feel inspired, joyful. And it doesn't mean you have to feel happy all the time. Life is challenging on Earth, so you will go through your emotional ups and downs. But this basic feeling of being welcome and being connected with Mother Earth, the planet you live on, is very nourishing and helps you find a sense of abundance that is beyond fear. One of the problems with acquiring money or any possessions or anything of value, materially speaking, is that you can also always lose it again. Nothing is sure. So when you are focused on money, on just in a flat way, so to speak, or an ego-based way, based on fear and insecurity, and this kind of energy, then even when you have it, even when you have enough money, there's still the fear there of losing it. So you will never come to this point of peace and fulfillment that is really what abundance is about. You cannot experience abundance without letting go of fear. Fear of being able to survive, fear of getting lost, fear of everything taken away from you, fear of dying even. There are many fears in human beings, but the basic fear is of being helpless, powerless, and alone. It's in short being separate and a separate fragment in the universe, which there in a meaningless universe, and there's no connection. There's this basic sense of safety and meaningfulness is essential, and you can find it through connecting with Mother Earth. because she is your home right now. Your energetic connection with her can give you a sense of safety and purpose that nothing inside the human collective consciousness can give to you. All what you're being taught about money and economy and in schools and in social media, whatever, it is usually based on mental energy. It's not rooted in a sense of oneness with the very planet you live on. Human consciousness on a collective level is now more and more forced to consider nature to be a very important. But basically, before all this environmental problems arose, nature was not considered to be that important. It was more or less a commodity. It was, in economic terms, just a means to an end. And this way of thinking, when it really becomes your normal way of approaching Earth, it really increases the sense of fear and insecurity in people. But now I'd like to move on to the second step that I talked about. It's about your direct relation with money and how to establish an energy flow, or how to consider money primarily as an energy that wants to serve you and to help you feel at home and safe. And having a warm connection with Mother Earth, feeling welcome, feeling her abundance, is the first step to relaxing and expecting good things to come to you. That's a very simple statement, but it's very deep at the same time. When you are programmed by fear, you don't expect good things to come to you naturally. You expect that scarcity and lack will be your fate if you aren't very careful. And so expecting good things to come to you is a very different energy flow. And your soul is here for a reason. You have a purpose, and it is to express your soul's energy, believe in who you are, rejoice in who you are. And I ask you to feel that energy now of self-acceptance, and use your sense of humor too. You don't have to be perfect. No one's perfect. It's okay to be very human and to go through all the ups and downs and levels of emotions that are so specifically human, and to laugh about it also. Don't kill yourself working on yourself to become better and higher and more spiritual. Relax. have compassion with yourself. And now imagine yourself looking at your bank account. You feel and see yourself when you look at your bank statements on your computer or whatever, which device you see them, see it, and notice what your energy is like when you do this. And notice on which level there is fear or concern. Even if things are going well, there may still be this underlying fear of, or concern, both mild concern or serious concern. It's almost impossible to not be influenced by the way you are raised, the way you are have been made to think about money. Parents are usually very afraid that their children will not make it in society, and they're afraid that they will not make enough money to get by. So this fear is you have usually absorbed it growing up and having faced responsibilities you have as an adult. So the fear of lack of money is deeply ingrained. So I'm asking you to just notice it in this little fantasy. When you see yourself looking at your bank account statements, and then notice where your energy is frozen, or notice if your energy is mainly focused in your head when you do this. Just notice everything interesting about the energy dynamics you see at work there. And now imagine that you start to relax more. You're still in this image sitting there looking at your bank account, but you start to go down with your awareness. You breathe into your heart and into your abdomen. You connect with Mother Earth. You let go of overthinking. You feel the power of your connection with Mother Earth, and that in this connection lies your true sense of safety and being part of a bigger whole, because Mother Earth is not an isolated entity. She's connected with the universe as you are. By feeling her, you also feel your soul's origin, the purpose of being here. You connect through her with the whole cosmos, the universe, and allow this cosmic awareness to enter your energy field while still imagining you're looking at your bank account. But now you start to feel more empowered. You are connected with Earth and with the cosmos. And you ask yourself, why am I here? And you start to feel in your heart the truth. And you may not have words for it. It may not be very concrete, very specific. But there's light. The light of your soul, your unique essence. And you feel it, you allow it to flow through you and become aware of it. And you start to feel more free and therefore more joyful. And notice how this affects your relation with this bank account that's still in front of your eyes, and this represents the worldly way of looking at money, how you've become used to dealing with it. But now you introduce a new way of relating to money, and you consider the flow of money as something that is part of you, is part of your natural creativity. The soul is very creative. You do not depend on the laws of money as they are dictated by science of economics or by the general ideas in collective consciousness. There's a lot of fear inside of these. So you allow now a more original perspective on the issue of finances and abundance. And this enables you to have a more neutral and calm perspective on your financial situation, and simply ask yourself now, am I doing okay right now in relation to money? Am I on friendly terms with it? Do I have enough? And what enough means is very individual. And it's also related to the now. It's not like forever, but do I have enough now? Is there a flow of enough in my life? Not comparing it to what other people have or not have, but just feeling it for yourself. And then ask yourself, okay, if I let go of my fears around money and survival, I'm letting go of that fear that isn't really me, who I am at the soul level. And when you're letting go of that fear, there's an energy of joy and ease that enters your heart and also enters the lower chakras, the energy centers of your stomach, solar plexus, your abdomen, and your root chakra. Feel the creative energy of your soul there, flowing down into your legs, knees, and feet. Feel you are welcome on earth. And now ask yourself, are there particular financial decisions I should make or from this perspective? And there's no pressure, there's no is just exploring it with a neutral awareness, allowing your intuition to do the work instead of your mind. Are there any intuitions coming up now? And when you let go of fear, you may start to feel things that are not money related at all. You may start to feel things that have to do with your relations to other people. How much you give to them, how much you receive from them, because this usually also affects your decisions you make on the financial level. It's important to have your own relationship with money, your own energy flow, and not mix it up with the way other people, even ones very close to you, relate to money. Because that's their choice, their individual path, how to deal with it and make a shift from like an ego-based connection with money, and which is fear-based, and a heart-based way. You cannot push or force anyone else to make that shift. You can only do it for yourself, and perhaps you'll be an inspiration for others. But first, focus on you. Limit it to you, to yourself. And see the right flow of money in your life as an expression of your connection with Mother Earth, feeling welcome here and joyfully expressing your soul's energy. When you disconnect from the fear-based thoughts about money around you and the ones you absorbed, then the energy of money will start to serve you, which doesn't mean that you suddenly become very rich. That's a kind of almost childlike way of thinking, like, oh, now I will be rich. But your soul may not be interested in that at all. And being rich is not always a blessing. Your souls, especially the old soul, the lightworker soul, is more interested in feeling free. Free to dream, free to spend time in nature with no obligations, and not to worry about money is very different from being rich. And whenever you connect with money and abundance in a higher way, in a heart-based way, it will immediately give you a sense of space and freedom. And that's worth so much more than having a high number on your bank account. So what amount is right for you? And it will come to you and serve you. It will be a natural flow. And you will realize that security on a financial level never comes from having money. It comes from feeling secure on a deeper level that is not related to money. And when you feel secure on that deeper level, feeling safe in the arms of Mother Earth, inspired by your cosmic soul energy, then the right amount of abundance, the right flow will be there for you. So the sense of security and safety comes from within, comes first, and then the right flow of money follows, and it's not the other way around. So with this, I'd like to end today's message and feel who you are, the light that's inside you, strong and creative, feel at peace with yourself. You are beautiful, you are complex, you are deep, you are like a diamond. Don't try to be anything other than yourself. That's enough, and that's most precious. Thank you for being here. Thank you for shining your unique light.